Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am with State Senator Patrick Gallivan, and you've been able to independently confirm for us that Governor Cuomo is going to keep the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center open. And first of all, your reaction, please, to this development.
Well, I'm thrilled, and I'm very pleased that the governor recognized that the Children's Psychiatric Center rates among the top facilities in the country in treating children with significant mental trauma. I'm pleased that he listened to the community, that he looked at the work being done at the Children's Psychiatric Center, and I think he made the most appropriate decision to keep it open. I look forward to working with him. Of course, as we move forward to ensure the continuity of the facility, to ensure the best alternate use for the grounds of the Buffalo Psychiatric Center, and to ensure that we provide the expanded community-based mental health services that are needed by the children and families in Western New York.
This has been a very long fight, a very tough fight. In your mind, why did you think the governor had this change of heart?
I've had a number of conversations with the governor over the past several years. At what point he made this decision, I don't know. I'm pleased that he made it, and I'm pleased that he listened to the community, recognized the work being done at the Children's Psychiatric Center, and recognized that our children deserve no less.
And in your mind, how important was it that the state and the governor make this decision to keep things going with keeping this facility open?
Well, we know that former patients, we know that families, we know that workers, mental health experts, and others, and people in the community have stood up over the last several years in expressing their concern about this facility being closed. And I think it's government has now worked the way that it should. Elected officials, myself included, and the governor included, have listened to the community that they serve and are making the appropriate decisions in the best interest of the community. So I'm thrilled.
And for the patients, this has to be a bit of a relief that they won't have to go and be mixed in with the adult patients at the center.
If we go back in time, the children with mental health needs back in the 50s and 60s were treated on the same campus as adults where the Buffalo Psychiatric Center is. And research at the time and experts at the time thought they could be better treated in a more tranquil setting, separate and apart from adults. And that's how the West Seneca Children's Psychiatric Center came to be. The evidence is still the same. There's no clinical data to suggest otherwise. And I'm thrilled that the decision is made to continue that treatment, to continue serving the children. While I haven't talked to any families yet, I know that they'll be thrilled with this decision because it's the most appropriate one.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.